country. It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bees swarm a plane on the tarmac, leaving passengers trapped.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
By the way, among the tickets you can win in the VIP Country Club, Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, Dwight Yoakam, the Outlaw Music Festival, all in there at this moment. So, plenty of chances to win cool stuff.
Over just for being a VIP?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Free.
All right. Well, this is interesting yet good news, I think, for our show.
Okay.
Because there's a new survey out, new study out, that says after studying 3,000 human beings, they found that you're most likely to come up with a brilliant solution for a problem at 10:30 a.m.
Oh, wow.
That's when people enter what they call their innovation zone, the time where they're most in touch with their creative side, making it easier to come up with ideas, plans, and projects. That's all according to this new study. That is great news. 10:30 for us. I mean, we're off the air. We're planning stuff for the next day.
Yeah.
Steve, how do you think I was yesterday at 10:30?
Well, you were gone.
Yeah.
No, I made it till after 10:30.
Oh, nice. No, you did. You did. That's right. That's right. You're true.
I think
you're
I made it till 11.
Whoa-ish.
Why don't you explain what was going on in our studio yesterday after the show?
Well, I mean, there's not much to say.
Well, all I know is when I walked by... There's a little, like, I don't know, what do you call those fans in there? So they're not really a personal fan. I feel like that's a handheld.
It's a Blizzard fan is what it's called, I think.
And it's like a, it's a 5-inch fan.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, that's perfect.
Right, that's better.
Little round.
Yep, sits on the counter. You were sitting with your face touching the fan. The fan was on high.
Yes.
And you had the fan blowing into your face. Your face was just leaning into the fan, like touching, like just laying against it.
Yeah. Was that before or after you poured all that water on yourself?
Both.
Mm.
I poured a lot of water on my head. My hair is very long. I was just trying to get myself going, like anything I could do to get myself going.
Yeah.
Because I was full on struggling. I had coughed a lot yesterday.
Yes.
Wasn't feeling.
I didn't notice that.
Wasn't feeling great. I had slept like absolute what we would refer to in a medical field as dog do. I slept like dog do the night before because of coughing. And so, I don't know. When 10 o'clock, well, no, it hit about 9 o'clock yesterday where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the show without falling asleep. And then, oh man, I got in that room with Steve. At 10:30, when I'm supposed to be the most
creative,
my innovation zone.
Yeah, yeah.
I came up with one idea. Then we were talking about it, Steve. And what was I doing? I mean, just be honest. Like, what did you see from me?
What did I see?
See, he's so non-observant.
That is true.
Do you know that I was asleep half the time you were talking to me?
Were you really?
Yes.
Dang it.
Steve, like when you looked over at me?
No chance.
And my head was all the way back and my eyes were closed.
Well, there's no chance he wasn't.
Like,
yeah.
I was like,
Yeah, but honestly, how is that different from any other day?
Okay.
That is garbage.
That is only sometimes
what do
true.
They call that in the medical field?
They call that garbage.
Okay. They call it passed
no,
out.
No jokes, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Were you really asleep? You weren't really asleep, though.
Oh, 100%.
It looked like you were sleeping.
Numerous times. Like,
no.
Steve, I could not stay awake. I could not. I mean, like, I was just trying anything to get over the hump, and I couldn't.
Well, we were still communicating, though. So
well,
you were still.
That's a monologue.
Sort of. Yeah. I was faking different things. Like, the fact that you don't know it makes me so happy because I was hiding behind the computer monitor some. So that you wouldn't see me?
With your head
but Steve,
straight
there
down?
There was one conversation about, was it Would You Rather? I don't remember. It was one of the segments that we were going to do. And you were asking me questions about it. And I would be like, well, you know. And I'd be out. I would be out. and then I would just sort of wake up and fake it. And apparently you bought it. So that's great.
Yeah, that's the good news, is that he's not very observant. So you can pass out in the middle of a conversation, wake up, say anything, and he'll think you're paying attention. I love it.
Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about a 2-minute topic that we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were talking about how do you like your steak and eggs? And I got another one.
Did you say it like that?
I did. I was like, I got another one, Steve.
Yeah, I am having flashbacks to yesterday.
And now you're like starting this, to remember.
I'm like, yeah. Eyes shut, sound asleep.
All right, well.
And then I go.
Do you think it's because he's working very hard at that moment? Or why is it that he's not observant? He seems like he'd be the kind of guy who'd be super observant to me.
It does.
Like when you first meet Steve, you'd be like.
He's just not.
Yeah, you think like, oh, he noticed everything. He's that guy that notices everything.
He's got a girl flirting with him right now, and he hasn't even noticed it. I had to point it out to him this morning. I was like, Steve, do you see what's up, my man?
You didn't notice it, Steve?
I don't notice a lot of things, Jay.
Oh, my gosh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What if, the actor Kevin James sued you because, you know, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
I would be honored.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I just thought about this. You know, we just played that Ashley Cook song, It Ain't Your Place.
It ain't your place. Man, I love her.
She's great. And we've had some chance to spend some time with her. She's awesome. She's a very, very cool person. And yesterday, she made me think of you in her little Instagram post.
Oh, what did she do?
She just said, hey, I'm having kind of one of those days, but for absolutely no reason.
Okay.
I mean, we all have that.
Yeah.
And she goes, so what I'm going to do is, this made me think of you, so what do you think she did? No, she didn't fall asleep or put her head into a fan. She didn't do that.
Did she listen to some favorite music?
No, but what would be another one? I feel like this would be your go-to, or at least it used to be.
Go for a drive?
Yes. She went for a drive out in the country. She's like, you know, it's a beautiful countryside. I know when I drive out on these rural roads and I just drive into the country, it's going to make me feel great.
She's not wrong.
So, yeah. So I thought about you when she said that.
Sorry, Jay. And I always have, you know, music going during that.
Sure.
Although sometimes I don't. Sometimes I go pure silence.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, it's introspective, right?
Yeah.
Well, the only difference is she, you know, has a Jeep. So she took the top off of the Jeep because it's been very warm in Nashville. So she was just driving around with the, you know, wind blowing, literally blowing through her hair. So you can't do that, but you know what?
Well, I've done that drive topless.
Okay.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Good thing Steve wasn't with you. Final story of the day is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
I'd go in his convertible.
I have, a few things I got to get to here because I got a little sidetracked with the Steve and me falling asleep yesterday, being productive at 10:30 like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the most productive time. Now, I don't know if that counts for us because of the whole getting up earlier, but still, we'll take it.
We're going to do a quick little look at the what if it was. What if it was? What year should we start with? What if it was 1805, Jay?
Uh-huh.
June 5th, 1805. You want to know what happened?
I mean, I guess. I'm just standing here.
The first ever tornado was recorded in Tornado Alley.
Huh. Who got it? Oklahoma?
Southern Illinois.
Oh, okay.
That one kind of surprised me.
Don't normally
I'm with you.
Think of them. Yeah.
I wouldn't either. Let's do a couple more for you. A lot of bad ones.
See, like I hate that.
Ronald Reagan. I mean, not bad, but I mean, they're historic. Ronald Reagan died in 2004.
Well, I mean, that one is bad.
Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated in 1968. Ooh, these are bad things. But I mean, they are big history, Jay. 1977, the first personal computer, the Apple II, went on sale. 1977, the first computer went on sale. That just doesn't even seem possible, does it?
I'm going to see how much it cost.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, that had to be.
That one doesn't count. That's the one. Personal. I didn't put personal.
Oh, it's personal.
1977. This one, I know you're going to be like, oh, it's got death in it. But, Jay, that's history sometimes, like, man. Alice Cooper's pet boa constrictor was bitten by a rat it was trying to eat then died.
Oh. Wait, the rats or the boa constrictor?
The boa.
Oh, wow. So it was a poisonous rat?
Yeah, the rat bit the
snake. Probably had some disease, I would guess.
Yep.
I'm just a guessing person at this point.
Okay. You don't know the full details?
I don't know.
All right. That one was a little bit better.
Having a pet
$666?
That's how much the Apple II computer was?
Yeah.
Okay. And that seemed like a lot of money back then.
Well, it's equivalent to $3,600 today.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
Speaking of making a lot of money, if the date was 6/5/2024, that would be today.
Right.
Forbes has released their Fortune 500 companies.
Okay.
70th edition of the Fortune 500. Do you guys think you can guess who made the most money in 2023?
What companies
made the most money in 2023? Mm. It has been released. Who is number one? I mean, you don't even have a guess. I thought you'd have a quick guess right off the bat.
I got a couple guesses.
Okay.
Go for it, Steve.
Apple would be my first guess, but I feel like we just talked about Apple, so I don't know if that's... Seems like I'd be
Steve,
dumb.
What do you got?
I was going to say, Apple was one of my guesses.
They're number three.
Okay. I was maybe going to say, like, Google.
Google's a good guess.
Google, not in the top 10.
Oh.
Or Facebook, maybe?
Not in the top 10.
Or Amazon?
Amazon, number two.
It's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
Apple is at number three with $383 billion in revenue. That's
pretty good.
Amazon is number two with $575 billion.
Good one, Jay.
Microsoft, not in the top 10.
Man, they're really slacking.
Other companies in the top 10, I'll give them to you.
Avista?
Is there a bank?
Sensora? I don't know
Sensora,
that.
Sensora, one of my faves.
McKesson is number nine. Oh. Alphabet, number eight. Exxon, number seven.
Alphabet.
Huh?
I just love Alphabet because it's Google. It's just funny that it's Alphabet. Just Alphabet. Oh, it just makes me mad.
CVS?
CVS Pharmacies?
Yeah, number six.
Oh.
$358 billion.
Dang.
We just don't have them here, right?
I don't think
we do.
Not in town. No. I'm trying to think of where the nearest one is. Yeah.
It's kind of weird. We're a Walgreens.
Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Number five, Berkshire. Number four, United Health. Number three,
there
Apple. Number two, Amazon. And you ding dongs. Number one, have you heard of Walmart?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah.
$648 billion, putting them at number one.
You're welcome.
For the 12th year in a row.
You can get some ding-dongs over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Hansy.
I'm also curious.
You called us a ding-dong.
Do you like ding-dongs? What do you like better, ding-dongs, Twinkies, ho-hos? What's your thing?
Ooh.
Of those options?
Only of the Hostess ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Zingers?
What are zingers?
Whoa.
Zingers
What's
are a little
wrong with you?
Next level.
Yeah, you would never know that because you're not cool enough.
True.
To me, you seem like a ding-dong guy.
Ding-dongs are the worst.
So what would you say then?
That's why I feel like Steve would...
Oh, you were saying me. I thought you were saying him.
Damn it.
No,
rude.
Not Jay. No.
No, ding-dongs are the worst one. That's the worst of the treats.
Yeah, I would probably go Twinkies. What would you go? Ding-dongs, I give you.
Melt-a-mores?
What?
Has the melted center there, and it's like a cake, but it doesn't have so much icing on it.
I don't know that.
That doesn't count?
Yeah, that's kind of sound a little weird. How about just the old cupcakes? Do you like those?
It's kind of chalky. Not as chalky as a ding-dong. Zinger is better than any of those two chocolate ones. Too chocolatey. Heck, a snowball's better than a ding-dong.
Really?
What are these things?
You don't know what a snowball is? Even as chewy as a snowball is, it's still better than a ding-dong. Kevin, is a ding-dong the worst or no?
No, I don't dislike a ding-dong.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm like, why are you coming to our yard anyway? I have dogs running all over the place.
Are you ready for the top 10 ways to get rid of a rabbit in your yard,
Jay? Oh my gosh, just give me the top three.
Kevin James.
I think you're going to need all 10.
Okay. All right.
Just in case. All
right. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right.
Beat the show time brought to you by Dutch Bros. And that's what we play for is some Dutch Bros. Rich.
Does everybody else dance around to that song? That is the catchiest song ever.
Beat the show?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
No question. I'm dancing now. 1 foot on the phone book, 1 foot off, because I live dangerously.
There you go.
Yeah. Rich, welcome to the show. How's the day going so far?
It's going okay.
All right.
Not bad at all. I actually got through to you guys today.
Yeah, no, that's already a good start.
It's a good start.
We're playing for Dutch Bros, and we got 7 questions in 60 seconds. The category is run. Who would you like to challenge today? Would you like to challenge me or Kevin?
Kevin.
Run.
Run.
Don't look at me like that.
He turns around and stares at Steve like, really? Really? Run. I mean, I think it's, you know, we'll see how it goes, Kevin. We don't know. Could be all about George Strait songs.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's not, but it could be.
All right, see you, Kev. All right, Kevin's making his way out, Rich. That means it's going to be me and you and Steve, and you can pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it if time allows.
Sounds good.
All righty, here we go. This Jamaican runner, who is an 8-time Olympic gold medalist, is considered the greatest sprinter of all time by many. Name him.
Pass.
Buy My Own Drinks is a 2018 song from what country group?
Run DMC.
Who says run, Forrest, run to Forrest when they are kids in the movie Forrest Gump?
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny.
Run is a song by Lauren Elena. What famous singer did she compete against on American Idol?
Pass.
The movie Chicken Run features this Braveheart actor who is named People Magazine's first sexiest man alive. Who is he?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Pass.
What pro baseball player has the record for most home runs in a season?
Pass.
What animal is the Roadrunner Looney Tunes character?
What
animal is the Roadrunner Looney Tunes cartoon, whatever.
What animal is the The Roadrunner. That was weird.
That's a good one, Rich. Kevin! I'm with you, Rich. I did the same thing. So, yeah, we're the same there. All right, we'll see how Kevin does. He's bursting through the door now. He just has so much energy. He's rejuvenated himself. He was out there snooping through Jim's desk. That'll do it to anybody. He appears ready to go. He's now locked and loaded. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
I've never seen him in a hat before.
Yeah, it's first day.
Yeah.
Kevin, same seven questions, 60 seconds. Fast if you get stuck, and you will.
Okay. This Jamaican runner who is an 8-time Olympic gold medalist is considered...
Usain Bolt.
Okay. Buy My Own Drinks is a 2018 song from what country group?
Run Away June.
Who says run, Forrest, run to Forrest when they were kids in the movie Forrest Gump?
Oh, man. I'll just go with Jenny.
Run is a song by Lauren Elena. What famous singer did she compete against on American Idol?
Scotty McCreery?
The movie Chicken Run features this Braveheart actor who was named People Magazine's first sexiest man alive. Who is he?
Mel Gibson.
What pro baseball player has the record for most home runs in a season?
Oh, God. I should know this.
You should.
What's his name?
I don't know. That's what we're asking
big
you.
Big guy.
Well, yeah.
He's a big... Gosh darn it. Aaron Judge.
What animal is the Roadrunner Looney Tunes cartoon?
I'm out of time.
Thankfully. Let's see how we did, shall we?
You don't like that one?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know. It depends what the answer is.
Okay. This Jamaican runner, who is an 8-time Olympic gold medalist, is considered the greatest sprinter of all time by many. Name him.
Rich had to pass there. Couldn't quite get to Usain Bolt, but Kevin did.
Yeah,
good
very
job,
nice.
Kevin. 1-0, Kevin.
Well done. Buy My Own Drinks is a 2018 song from what country group?
Rich said Run DMC, which I loved, but Kevin said Runaway June, which is actually right.
I missed the country part of it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. You put Run in there, so I was impressed by that.
Yeah. Does he get a funny point for
oh,
that?
Oh, sure. Why not at yeah. this point?
Who says Run, Forrest, Run to Forrest when they were kids in the movie Forrest Gump?
I mean, everybody said Jenny.
Everybody's right.
Yeah. So
Jenny.
3-2.
Run is a song by Lauren Elena. What famous singer did she compete against on American Idol?
Rich passed. He got into a series of passes here, and Kevin got the Scotty McCreery.
Yeah, that's who I was going
well
for.
Well done, Kevin. 4-2, Scotty McCreery.
The movie Chicken Run features this Braveheart actor who was named People Magazine's first sexiest man alive.
Mel Gibson for Kevin. Pass for Rich.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Kevin's got 5 in a row, everybody. 5 in a row. This is 2 days in a row where Kevin's
had a
string.
Yeah, I got 7 yesterday.
Yeah, it's insane right now. What's it's Usain right now.
Sure.
Did you like that one? Kevin, did you like
it's
that one?
Usain.
It's Usain, man. That's Usain, Bolt.
Moving on. What pro baseball player has the record for most home runs in a season?
Rich passed. Kevin said Aaron. No, Aaron Judge.
I feel like this is maybe debated a little bit by people. But
you think, well, no, because there's only one record. It's just the whole steroid thing.
Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa thing.
One more. Isn't it Barry Bonds?
It is Barry Bonds.
Oh, Barry Bonds.
73. Yeah.
Big Head Barry.
Big Head Barry.
Is that what they called him?
That would have been triple the points had you said that.
Yeah, that's what they called him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was weird how his head got bigger. Don't know how that happened.
What animal is the Roadrunner Looney Tunes cartoon?
What would your answer have been, Kevin? What animal is the Roadrunner Looney Tunes character?
What animal is he? What do you mean? The animal, he's a Roadrunner.
Yeah, that's what Rich said, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I would have accepted bird.
So the answer was the question.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, life is like a box of chocolates.
Tricky. You know? Dang it, Rich, he got you 5-3 today. I don't know what happened there, but 5-3. Sorry about that, Rich. Can you pick a number and then you can try to be back through at that number? What number would you like to choose?
We'll pick number 7.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much for playing, man. Yeah, have a great day. 509-441-0999. Caller number 7.
What, you're going to judge that one?
Aaron Judge.
What
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She's saying if you want his help inside, then you're going to have to go help outside.
Man, I just don't get the scoreboard scenario.
Which I think a lot of people like to do that. And this
scoreboard?
No.
Kevin James.
Oh, I like to do that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
First stat of the day is, Steve, how old is that t-shirt?
Probably 10.
Oh,
it looks great. It's in good shape.
It does, yeah.
It is a Mizzou t-shirt, right?
Are you saying that sarcastically?
No, it does look good. Looked good to me this morning anyways.
Oh, okay.
Why, is it faded out or something?
A little bit.
Well, it looks vintage that way, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it looked good.
It looks like a vintage tee to me. I don't know if it always looked like that.
No, it did not.
Oh, well, that's all right, though. It's still, you've done a good job with it. 10 years, good beginning.
Yeah, actually, no, it's probably older than 10.
So you got it when you were 5.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can still wear the shirts they got when they were 5. Kev, are you good with those or no?
Yeah.
When you were in kindergarten?
Oh, sure.
You still have some of those?
I wear a ton of them.
Yeah. How this?
All right.
All right. Well, we do this, boys. We have to see if you can solve the mystery. 18% of people say...
Ooh, that's low.
They have something... I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, just with words.
Yeah, well, because it's kind of tricky. It's 18% of people say they are embarrassed by this.
Everything?
Or could be embarrassed by this.
The behavior of their parents.
Jay, that's 27% say they are embarrassed by their family's social media posts.
Okay.
This is in the same study.
Okay.
That's funny.
18% say they could be embarrassed by this.
Their attire? Their wardrobe?
Nope. I will tell you, it has to do with technology, guys.
Oh.
Texting ability?
That's a good one.
The correct answer is 18% of people say they could be embarrassed by a photo on their phone.
Oh,
a photo. Oh, I see.
Or something on their phone.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Probably a photo.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if somebody got a hold of your phone and they looked through it, they'd be like, oh my. Oh. And that would be embarrassing. Only 18%, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, I think if it got into text, that would be a different...
Sure, yeah.
If people started reading your text and you were like, oh, I didn't know you talked like that. That's embarrassing, Mom. I'm sorry.
Sorry, but Mom.
Yeah, photo. Do you think you have an embarrassing photo on your phone?
No.
I know I have photos that are embarrassing for other people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I've been asked to delete a couple of them, and I refuse to. a friend of mine has, I have a couple good ones of him where he's just like, could you delete those? And I'm like, nah.
Yeah, sure.
No, I enjoy showing them to people.
Right.
I find it to be very fun. I don't know if I have anything that would be embarrassing of myself, because I usually try to delete those pretty quick.
Yeah. Plus, you don't normally take a picture of yourself in an embarrassing situation.
No, like I might take one where it's like, oh, what is, do I have, like, what is going on with my, you know, toes or whatever? And I'll take a picture of my toes to
really
zoom in and take a good look at them.
Okay.
But
hold on a second.
Then it would, that could be embarrassing.
They put that on the pole.
Like, you know, like a part of your foot that maybe you can't see very good.
Yeah. What that's part not, of your that's foot not what can you said, not though. See?
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
The bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Unless you... Wait a minute. Is that
I don't know.
Flexible
sometimes you
no?
just get a better look with the camera.
Yeah, I guess you can't easily be that flexible. Huh?
What do you want me to say? Have you ever taken a picture of your toes just to get a better look? I'll take the comp as a
say
yes.
Say it that way.
Well, that's what you just said. You literally
just
said.
You ever take a picture of your foot just to get a better look?
Oh, you want me to change it to foot?
Yeah, let's go whole foot.
Oh, that makes it better.
I feel like that makes it way better. Yeah, people can go.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. Like
you said toes, which was weirder.
Yeah. Well, people can make a lot of money from something like that, Kevin.
Not with Kevin's feet.
I don't know. There's something for everybody.
No, there's not. That you haven't seen his feet.
Okay.
And you know what? If I were you, I would try to continue that.
Yeah, I'm going to...
If you look through my phone, you might.
Easy.
I don't have any pictures of my feet or anybody else's feet, I don't think.
You don't think there's anything embarrassing, Jake?
No, I don't.
Have you done any, like you're doing fitness stuff, and you're like, oh, here's me in front of the mirror. Look at the,
no.
Look at the gains in my back.
No.
You don't ever
no,
do that?
No, I don't do that. Heavens, no.
Now you're going to start,
you'd
though.
Hide it pretty quick.
I would have no reason. I just don't. Yeah, I would never do that. Hey, here's a picture of me. Look at my back.
Well, I mean, I think people do that, right?
I do when understand it. If you're trying to, yeah, I don't track it that closely or, you know.
Do you have anything in your hidden folder?
I don't even know what that is.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't have a.
Yes, you do.
Well, I mean, I maybe have one, but I don't know what it is.
Everybody has one.
Is that labeled as an album?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
They recently put a password on it.
Oh, really?
Which was
what?
Finally,
the heck?
About time. Let me take a look at my hidden ones and turn the volume down.
I don't
down.
Even know where that is, yeah.
Turn the volume down.
What are we doing over there?
Well, because I don't know what's in there.
I don't even see one that says that. Maybe because you don't use it, then you don't have it? Is that how that works or something?
I maybe, Jay. I don't know. Oh, my.
Okay. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.